Welcome to the Sports Report for Wednesday, October 2nd. I'm Mark Daniels. The Major League Baseball playoffs opening with the National League wildcard game at PNC Park in Pittsburgh. And the Pirates defeated the Cincinnati Reds 6-2. Russell Martin hit two home runs. Marlon Byrd went deep. Francisco Liriano went deep. Seven innings, allowed only a run as Clint Hurdle's Pirates get it done.
We didn't talk about one and done. We talked about one and run. One and run to St. Louis. I mean, that was the mindset coming in. All we talked about is what we had to do to win the game.
Martin says the atmosphere was fantastic at PNC after all the fans had waited 22 years for that.
I've never seen anything like it. I mean, no, anywhere. I mean, it was just fun to be a part of it. And to have the opportunity to play in front of a crowd like that was amazing. And, you know, we got more games to go over here, so hopefully they can keep that same energy. It's going to be tough, but I know they can do it.
Next up for the Pirates, St. Louis in the NLDS. As for the Reds and manager Dusty Baker, another quick exit from the postseason.
It's very difficult, you know, to come down to one game, and especially, you know, the way we played. I mean, we got outplayed big time.
American League wildcard game coming up on Wednesday night. The Cleveland Indians hosting the Tampa Bay Rays. It will be Danny Salazar for the Tribe, Alex Cobb for the Rays. The winner to take on the Boston Red Sox. Milwaukee Brewers general manager Doug Melvin wrapped up the season with a press conference at Miller Park on Tuesday. It was a disappointing year, no question. 74-88, the whole Ryan Braun controversy. So heading into the offseason, what will be Melvin's number one priority?
First base is probably the biggest area that if we can improve on some of the production there. Overall production was 30th in the major leagues out of first base. So that's the area that we can improve on the most, probably.
That's not the only area, though, and Melvin says we cannot focus on just one area of need.
I think the problem, the danger you run into sometimes is you can make a priority, like we did last year, to improve the bullpen. There's so many components to a team today. You just have to be good at all of them.
Couple of other baseball notes. The Kansas City Royals have rewarded former Brewers skipper Ned Yost with a two-year contract extension. Had the Royals in contention until the final week. They finished 10 games over 500. And the New York Yankees have reportedly offered Joe Girardi a contract extension. Back to Milwaukee we go. For the Milwaukee Bucks have opened up their training camp. New head coach Larry Drew taking over a roster that is completely overhauled. Only four returning players from the Bucks playoff season a year ago. And Drew says he'll have daily reminders for his new squad, very visible.
You guys may walk into this gym and maybe sitting up top and you'll see some numbers just kind of plastered on the wall and on a table. And you may not know what those numbers are, but those numbers will have a major significance.
Maybe the number of wins required to get back to the postseason, but it won't be easy. Monte Ellis gone as a free agent. Brandon Jennings traded to Detroit in exchange for Brandon Knight, who has some very modest training camp goals.
What works, what doesn't work, what rotations work, and who can play together, who can't play together. So I know that'll probably be something that'll be tested as well.
And college basketball teams have begun their preseason camps, including the Green Bay Phoenix women, looking for a 16th straight Horizon League title, but will not be easy for head coach Kevin Borseth, who graduated four senior starters and 75% of the team scoring. He says, we're just getting started.
My wife asked me, how'd the first day of practice go? And we made it through five-man weave and made 10 layups in a row, so that's always a good sign, but there's just a whole lot more holes to fill. One thing I can tell you from the start of the season to the end of the season, we're going to improve probably greater than any team I've ever coached. So that's exciting.
Point guard Megan Lucan, the only returning starter, and she says the new crew is going to be ready for the challenge.
I know that we're inexperienced, but I think we're really eager, and a lot of the girls have put in their time, and they're ready to step on the court, so they're very excited.
Phoenix women will open up their preseason with a game against St. Cloud State on Saturday, October 26th. Some NFL news and notes. The Baltimore Ravens have acquired former number one draft choice Eugene Monroe, the offensive tackle from the Jacksonville Jaguars, for multiple late-round draft choices. San Diego put defensive end Dwight Freeney on injured reserve with a torn quadricep muscle, and injured reserve is where Malcolm Floyd, the wide receiver, is headed with a neck injury. Cincinnati Bengals have added some linebacker depth, signing former New York Giant linebacker Michael Boley. Green Bay Packers get back to work, start preparing for the Detroit Lions in a big NFC North showdown on Sunday. They had the day off on Tuesday after a week off with the bye. Ask defensive end C.J. Wilson if the Packers returned angry or focused.
I would say focused, more focused than anything. You know, we are a focused team, and we got we fresh, you know, out of three, you know. our guys got to get away from it. But I feel like guys are excited because I feel like we're about to go on a run. You know, the coach is excited, the player is excited. Just say, look forward to Sunday.
It's going to be a big one at Lambeau Field. And the National Hockey League dropped the puck on a new season last night. The reigning Stanley Cup champion Chicago Blackhawks hoisted their championship banner at the United Center and then beat the Washington Capitals 6-4, but it was a battle. Mikhail Grabowski with a hat trick for the Caps. Blackhawks were trailing in the third, got it even, and then with under 7 minutes to play, Johnny Oduya netted the go-ahead goal.
Lucky bounce, just a shot from the side. Sauter gave me a good pass there on the blue line. Just try to get a good shot off on that, and wobbled a little bit and went off his glove and in. And it's a good feeling, and obviously a pretty important goal, so I'm happy that went in.
Toronto Maple Leafs opened with a 4-3 victory over the Montreal Canadiens, and the Winnipeg Jets outscored the Edmonton Oilers 5-4 on the NHL's opening night. And there's your sports report. I'm Mark Daniel.